Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Grave, calling in live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. We have got a great show set up for you today. We have got my wonderful co-host and friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself from ProfitableStorytelling.com with us. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Well, hello there.
How are you this fine day?
I am. It is absolutely blazing hot over here in the Ozarks, but I am really excited because our show is more blazing hot than the temperature today.
Too funny. Well, I'm so glad that you could join us today.
And I'm really happy about our special guest today because it's going to be all about profitable social media and building relationships the right way with social media while also making a profit. And I was reading an article in a magazine called Engage, which is by the ladies at Buzz Boosters who are on our show, Shahar and Nashla Buyayan. And they, in their article, were talking about how being real and being transparent doesn't necessarily mean being profitable. So, and there's going to be a lot of time wasted. So our guest, Lasse, is going to help us out quite a bit today in being able to make a big difference and make it both profitable and social.
Well, that sounds like a plan, and I'm really looking forward to talking to Lasse today and learning more about building relationships with social media.
I am most definitely, too. And so Lasse is somebody that I met because at the JV Alert Live in Washington, D.C. And I know you met him there as well and was really quite impressed with, first of all, his energy as a person, his heart as a person. And then, of course, his knowledge of Facebook and YouTube and so forth and, you know, social media in general. But he does quite a lot with Facebook and with YouTube. And he also happens to have helped my favorite music group, Playing for Change, with their social media presence, which that excited me quite a bit. I love that group.
Well, welcome, Lasse. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Rhonda, for that nice introduction, and thank you, Gina, for inviting me to this call. I'm really excited to participate.
And you're in Spain, right?
Yes, I'm in Spain, and it's really hot summer day right now here.
I've always wanted to go to Spain. I hear it's beautiful.
It's quite beautiful. Actually, I'm in a few months. I would be supposed to move to where you are living in Florida.
So, oh wow, whereabouts?
Probably to Orlando.
Okay, so that's about 4.5 hours from where I'm at. I'm down in the southwest corner of Florida, kind of opposite side of the coast from Miami, directly opposite.
Oh, okay, that's really nice. Nice area.
But I definitely get up to Orlando quite often. In fact, I'll be up there July 16th and 17th for J.P. Maroney's JV Expo that he's hosting up in Orlando the 16th and 17th of July.
Nice. Yeah, I saw that. Excellent.
So this is just another example of how the Internet gives us a way to build relationships globally, not just with the people in our backyard.
Yeah, totally. It's Internet is full of opportunities, especially with social media nowadays.
So let's have you tell us a little bit more of your background and how you got involved with social media and marketing and video marketing and whatnot. What got you started in all of that?
Right. So my story is that I'm originally from Finland, as you can heard my or hear from my accent. And something like, 10 years ago, or a bit more, like 13 years ago, I went to Mexico, and in Mexico I learned Spanish. And ever since then, I've been really fascinated with Latin culture and Spanish language and so on. So something like 9 years ago, I ended up working for one summer in Madrid, Spain. And that work was for a travel agency that was selling trips online. So that's where I learned how to be like a webmaster and how to... I got interested of SEO and how to get to the search engines and all these things. And after that, I was always working in sales and marketing, and then something like 5 years ago, got really interested on helping other people and small companies to promote themselves better. So the first big guru that I was following was Corey Rudel, who is not with us anymore. And from there, from his sales page, then I saw that he was using video as a tool for promoting his products. And I got really excited. On those days, he was probably the only one who was able to use video
more. Yeah, it was one of the very first to have used video online, that's for sure.
Yeah, and also those days, it was really expensive and difficult and confusing. So, but anyhow, it made sense for me because I know that... internet is all about communication and getting to know people better, and also all about building relationships like you guys are teaching. So I got really interested on that. And also later on, when I noticed that social networking was getting bigger and bigger, and on those days it was MySpace, which was the number one place to go, I started to give webinars and trainings to companies and small business owners here in Europe, in different European countries, and we were simply learning on how to use social networking skills and strategies, and also how to use video marketing. On those days, YouTube had just been like 1 year old or something, and it was really exciting, and it was still not that easy as it is nowadays, because nowadays you can use your mobile phone and record videos and share them on Facebook and YouTube. But anyhow, it was really, it had a big potential. So that's kind of like how I started. And then later on, I got really involved here in Spain locally to helping small businesses and also giving a lot of talks and workshops on the topic of video marketing and right. social networking and social media. And then lately also, I'm getting kind of like back to the English language market and just doing all kinds of teaching and workshops and webinars and trainings.
And, you know, over those few years, you have just a little following with over 600,000 views on YouTube in two separate accounts, 16,000 followers on Twitter, again, two separate accounts, and 2,000 fans on Facebook. Not too shabby, Lasse.
Well, that's right.
Thank you. Yeah, and it's good. However, I'm more excited of some of my clients who have done even better than me, because sometimes I have been helping them than working on my own promotion. But yeah, it's good. And it's kind of like at the end of the day, internet marketing, like you guys know, it's all about content. And most people don't understand that you need a lot of content nowadays. They think that you just need like one viral video or something like that. So they don't understand that there's like a big planning of content needed in order to have success. So yeah, over time I have had a lot of success with using YouTube and Facebook and other platforms.
Well, that's fantastic. Go ahead, Rhonda.
I'm sorry, you have clients that have over 3 million views in YouTube, and I know you've talked about good content, but how did you help them to achieve that? That is just phenomenal.
Right, yeah, that's right. So I have some clients who have done extraordinarily well, and I just helped them get started, and they are just so great business people that they understand what to what to do, and they specifically took action, which is really important. So, but one thing about YouTube, like you mentioned, I've been helping one, let's say he's a tailor. I don't know if you have tailors in US, but tailor here in Spain. So he was doing suits for men in a small city in Spain called Granada. And normally he was just advertising on local radio or newspapers. And then something like 3 years ago, he bought my YouTube course and started to use video marketing. And to answer your question, if there would be one thing, that would be video tutorials. So what I mean by that is that he started to make simple video tutorials of the things that his customers are searching online. And normally, this is really great strategy because it's totally opposite on what people, especially normal small and medium-sized companies are doing. They normally start doing videos about themselves, telling how great products they have, blah, blah, blah. But that's normally boring for most of the customers online because they are searching for solutions for their problems. So I would say video tutorials, that's the answer. And by the way, that's the my most viewed videos are also video tutorials, really simple stuff. Videos that start with how to. They are just wonderful, and there's a great opportunity for getting a lot of views using or doing that kind of video tutorials.
Fantastic.
And you're talking about a simple tutorial. Now, I'll just mention that there are a lot of ways to do this very easily, and so there's screen capture software like Jing Project and like Screener, and either of those will let you do a video of up to 5 minutes that can show your screen and where you can walk somebody through a process or show a success story or whatever. That's the kind of thing you are talking about, correct, Lasse?
Exactly. And I would mention that the most important thing for small business owners is the mindset, because they have the mindset that what can I do to sell my products on YouTube? However, they have to change that and think how I can give most value to my people, you know, how I can get most valuable information for free so that people will come back to me. And when you have that kind of mindset, your creative mind will start working and you will get a lot of ideas on what kind of different video tutorials you can make. And I recommend making a plan of making at least 10 and after that 30 video tutorials which are helping your customers to do something better or understand your product or industry better.
Mm-hmm. And you also talk about doing like answering one question a week or something like that, right, in a video that can be on Facebook?
Yes, that was, I think we talked about that on JV Alert. So especially on Facebook, and by the way, as you started with Facebook, I will continue and mention something that right now I highly recommend everybody to get, put like more attention to Facebook when it comes to video marketing, because Facebook is giving a lot of value to video content. So when you have a Facebook page, not all content that you upload are equal. Videos tend to be more viral inside Facebook, and that's because Facebook is competing with YouTube, and they want to show people that, you know, you should upload your videos to Facebook rather than YouTube. So especially when you have a Facebook fan page, or nowadays they call it Facebook page, it is really interesting to make videos that engage, like engaging social videos. And those normally are simply asking questions, right? So you can even ask topical questions about your topic. For example, Rhonda, for you it would be like how to be a bestseller author. But sometimes you can ask whatever thing that is not that related to your topic, just to keep it really social and really, so to speak, interesting for them. So don't be too hard on always talking about your own topic. Just ask about them about whatever. Ask them, you know, what's your plans for this summer or something like that. Because those kind of questions and videos will improve your relationship with your fans on Facebook. If you only talk about your own topic, at the end of the day, it will be boring for them. And it's kind of like the same. If you go to have a dinner with somebody, you don't talk about all the time your old business. You know, you ask them, you know, what are you doing this summer?
Right.
Where are you going? And so on. So that's my recommendation for Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And when and you were mentioning to me in one of our conversations, and I wanted to ask you this on our show, Lasse. Now, you know, videos can be, of course, uploaded to both YouTube and Facebook. And you mentioned to me that Facebook really prefers it and gives it more weight if you put the video directly into Facebook instead of just relying on things to come in through a feed. So how does that work for people, and what kind of results are you observing from putting a video directly into Facebook instead of just catching a link from YouTube and adding it in?
Exactly. That's a great point you make there, Rhonda. So nowadays, as a video marketing plan, part of your video marketing plan would be first you design what kind of helpful and interesting video tutorials you are making. And once you have done those, number one thing is that you upload them to YouTube and you optimize them with your keywords and everything like that. And after that, you need to upload manually to Facebook, not to share the link to YouTube. So this is really important stuff, and it actually can be highly beneficial on the long run. And the reason is that everything that's uploaded to Facebook gets more viral or gets more exposure inside Facebook. So what that means is that right now, Facebook's number one goal is to give more value to their shareholders, and they're actually doing an IPO probably in the beginning of the next year. And what that means is that there's two indicators that these kind of social networks are calculating their value. Number one is how many users they have. We all know that Facebook is growing, and they have, I think, 700 million users now. But the number two indicator is how many minutes those users spend time every day on Facebook. So that's why Facebook is kind of like promoting internally content that you upload, and that's pictures and videos. So those normally get more importance inside Facebook than links that are to other sites that can take people outside Facebook. For example, links to YouTube or links to your blog or whatever. So that's actually it's really interesting marketing tip that many people are not aware right now. And I have seen it from my own statistics, because other good thing on Facebook is that they give you nice statistics, and you can evaluate what kind of content is working best on your site. So that's my recommendation. Definitely always upload manually your videos to Facebook.
And it doesn't do the same thing if you're just putting your YouTube link in the Facebook, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like at the end of the day, there's always some videos that you want to share with your fans. Normally those are videos that you find, some funny videos or whatever, videos that are relevant. However, your own videos that are your own creation, those ones should be manually uploaded because it's better for Facebook. And another thing, Gina, is that once your visitors come back to your Facebook page, all of those videos that are uploaded manually are categorized under the section called videos. However, all those links that go to YouTube, Facebook doesn't categorize them anyway. They just go down to the streams and people don't see them. So, for example, on my website, on my Facebook page, you can now go and see some videos that I posted 1 year ago, because Facebook is categorizing them under the section called videos on my Facebook page. So, yeah, definitely really important to upload them manually to Facebook.
Gotcha.
Same thing with pictures as well, then, Lasse?
Yeah, pictures as well. And pictures, as probably you know, that's one of the other interesting thing about Facebook, that it's really people like pictures. It's the biggest site for photos right now online. And as marketers, we have to be really creative. We have to think, what kind of pictures I can show to my fans that make them, you know, feel better or give them information or whatever. And what I like in some Facebook pages that I'm managing is that we use a simple image editor like picnic.com, and we put like two pictures together and ask which one you like of these. For example, Rhonda, in your case, you could show two different covers of the book to your fans and ask their opinion. What kind of, which one you like more, number two or number one? And then people will give their opinion. So those kind of pictures that you create yourself, so to speak, and you ask their opinion, those are really fun and nice thing for your fans to start engaging and sharing and so on. But in general, yeah, pictures are highly important, and all the time as marketers, you know, we should always be thinking how I can share pictures of what I'm doing. So the way I do it is that I have my iPhone, and when I'm participating in some of the events like JV Alert and so on, I just record some pictures with my iPhone, and I directly upload them to Facebook page using the iPhone application. And that's the same for small and medium-sized businesses. They can do the same. I highly recommend using mobile application as much as you can in order to, you know, facilitate uploading content to your Facebook page.
Okay.
And other than Facebook and YouTube, any other places that you should be actively uploading content to?
Well, it's interesting, Gina, that you asked this question right now, because right now I think that Google Plus is really interesting site. They opened it last week, and not everybody is in because it's invitation only, and they are sending invitations little by little. And right as we speak, I think they have done quite good job for being Google, because normally Google has a lot of problems with social. Everything related to social have been their problem. That's why they had these really bad launches with Google Buzz or Google Wave. So anyhow, right now I see that's really interesting tool, and they have some better, the user interface is a bit better than Facebook and so on. But at the end of the day, as marketer or small business owner, you want to use the sites that are most the biggest ones, right? So for most of us, that is right now Facebook. Google Plus is just for, you know, people who are really excited on social media like me and tech journalists and so on. And we have to wait until they will start to have like, you know, 1 million users or 100 million users or something like that. Then they will start to be like a competitor to Facebook. But yeah, so Facebook is number one. Then I recommend using Twitter. However, I have seen that Twitter has been, let's say, it's getting less attraction on the U.S. market than it used to be. I see it going a bit down. Here in Spain and in Latin countries, people are still using it. But, for example, for marketing and building relationships, I see that you can do it much faster on Facebook than Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. And then if you are working with business-to-business sector, or you are giving coaching to some big companies, those ones you can find on LinkedIn probably better than Facebook. But anyhow, so I would start by Facebook is the biggest one, and you know, just get really strong and well on Facebook, and then later on use some of these other sites. And one more thing I wanted to mention is that when we were doing like social media webinars 3 years ago or 2 years ago, the trend was that you needed to be like in 40 different social media sites at the same time and create your profile in all of these new sites that are coming and going. But right now, I recommend highly to analyze how much time you have and putting it, spending it wisely with the site that makes sense for you. And for most people, that site is Facebook right now.
Gotcha. So, Rhonda, what else do you really want to know from Lasse about relationship marketing?
I wanted to know a little bit something else with Facebook as it relates to people's websites and the importance of a website, and you know, just a couple of other things I wanted to catch up with you on with Facebook. But let me go back to the videos and photos for a moment, because one of the things that you have mentioned, and I want to make sure our listeners know, is it's a really good idea to change the file name of your video or your photograph, right, so that it includes a keyword.
On Facebook, it doesn't matter that much for the SEO. It's more more important is the what will be the title when you share it. You know, what you have to create, like a catchy title, like a newspaper headline, you know, something that makes people take action and so on. So the name of the photo itself, it's not that important. And one more thing I would say, that in social media right now on Facebook, the most important thing is get some kind of engagement. So the more comments and more Facebook likes you get, the better, rather than just simple views. So always think how you can get people to take action, how you can get them to share my content, or how you can get them to comment and give their opinion on the content and that I'm uploading. So that's the most important thing.
Okay, gotcha. So mainly to focus on having a great title and doing things. You're also talking a lot about asking questions, getting people to give an opinion, those kind of things. So those are some really good tips. And, you know, with regards to Facebook, because I know that there's always people wanting to know about that and how to make the best use of it. Go ahead.
No, sorry. Maybe you can go ahead, but I quickly say that it's kind of like a tricky thing, the Facebook marketing, mostly when you are starting, because especially for what I have been doing is teaching people how to be social media managers, which is what I was doing many years, and helping small businesses. And most of the small, let's say, hotels and companies that you start helping with when it comes to Facebook pages, what they want is that they think that, oh, just let's upload all our pictures here and let's just give, you know, what is our price and so on. But that's kind of like old way of marketing. And right now, the way we need to do marketing is to be really clever and listen our, you know, followers, listen our customers, and then start asking questions from them. So lately, Facebook has added this question feature. If you go to any Facebook page, you can see it there. Or if you just go to your own newsfeed, there's a question option to ask questions. And I recommend using that. In my own pages, I ask questions like at least once a week. And sometimes those questions are really something, a bit unrelated to my topic, just to keep it really fun and interesting for people. So, for example, let me give you an example. One of my clients, he has a really specific product. It's a product that can get you get rid of allergies. And sometimes he's just asking on Facebook people, like, do you have any pets in your house? Like, do you have any cats or dogs in your house? And interestingly, when he asked that kind of question, he got so many answers. He didn't have many fans that time, but he got like 60 people all of a sudden answered that, because it was so easy and so kind of like dumb question, if you think about it like that. So as marketers, our thing needs to be to ask really simple questions, kind of like, what are you having lunch today, kind of questions, every now and then, to keep, you know, keep people engaging and so on. So that's it's more advanced training, I would say, because we have to have totally different mindset than normally marketers have.
So I want to go back to the picture issue for a second. One thing that I see often is on people's websites, if they actually take the time to optimize the property of their images when they're putting them on their own website, it can make a huge difference in the overall page rank and search engine ranking for the website. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that that same thing doesn't happen when you're putting pictures on Facebook, from what you said. Would it hurt you at all to upload pictures where you have already optimized the properties on the pictures?
That's an interesting question. I need to test that more, but I haven't seen it that big change. But I need to test that more, I would say. But I think it's not, Facebook doesn't allow you to, at least I haven't seen that it would be helping the Facebook SEO, if you call it like that. I haven't seen it myself, no.
Gotcha. There's a site, if you look at bbjlinenblog.com, bbjlinen, I think it's linen singular, but I'm going to go verify that now that I just said that. Let me make sure of it. Yeah, singular. That's one of my students' blogs. And last Monday or Tuesday when Google updated PageRank, this is a relatively new site. I mean, like 5-6 months old tops. And it had a whopping 27 posts on it. But all of the posts had photos in it, some of them 2 to 5 pictures each. All of those images had the properties really highly optimized before they were uploaded and included in the post. And when Google updated PageRank, that went from being a site with no PageRank and then only 27 posts, 4.5 months, went to a PR5 authority site. And I think a big part of the PR5 came from a combination of the images being as optimized as they were and a new WordPress plugin that I'm just releasing this week that I call My Instant Video. I think it was a combination of those two things. Even though this only has 27 posts, PR5 status is really not easy to do with 27 posts.
Wow, that's huge. Yeah, amazing case study you have there. Yeah.
And boy, I'll tell you, looking at the traffic and the other numbers and whatnot for the site, the PR5 status has had a drastic impact on this site. The search engine rankings have really started producing a substantial improvement in traffic since the PR update a week ago.
And Gina, let me back up for our listeners for a moment, because I know that there are people going, what are you talking about updating the properties of the picture? So let's just real quick, so that we don't end up speaking Greek to these poor people, is just to mention what that means. And I have seen that make a difference. I haven't seen specifically looked in Facebook, but it makes a difference in so many places. And it's just about going to the picture, right-clicking on it, going into properties, and then there's like an advanced tab, and that's where you have the opportunity to do things like put in your keywords, the author, the copyright, and the website. And if you really niche those, you really get specific on those kinds of things, you know, including the right keywords, and the website and so forth. That's the type of thing where the bbjlinenblog.com and other people who do that are really doing well, because the pictures have so much information. Then what happens is when you mouse over it, you then see this this whole description of what is in the picture.
Precisely. And you do this, it's literally in the files properties, not like in your blog, the edit image properties. It's not there. It's from your hard drive while it's still stored on your hard drive. You go and right-click and change the file properties there. So the file name, the file title, the tags and keywords attached to it, the copyright, even in the copyright and the author, putting your domain name in there can really help improve search engine rankings for your domain name as well.
Right.
Or your own personal name.
Yeah, then you click apply and click OK, and then all those details become a permanent part of that picture. And I just did that for a client I'm working on with a little image that's being used, and it's really funny because now in my image that was optimized for their keywords, it shows up in the rankings, and the same exact image on their Twitter page does not, because it's not an optimized picture.
Exactly.
So pardon that, but I thought it would be good for our listeners to understand what we were talking about, and so that that would help in their getting better use out of the media they're putting up.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good stuff. Really, really valuable marketing lessons you gave, yeah.
Hmm. So I do want to talk about video for a little bit and what you should be doing with your video. So you had mentioned that how-to videos as opposed to videos about yourself, your brand, or your product are really what people are looking for. How can someone figure out what kind of how-to videos they should be creating?
Great, great question. So first of all, before you start, you make a plan for yourself. It's kind of like making a business plan. So your video marketing will be as good as your plan will be. So that's why I recommend always, before creating your first video, you have a list of your first 20 videos. So how you do it is that, for example, if you have a customer base already, you get their questions. So what that means is that when I have been working with hotels a lot, right, helping them to create YouTube channels and great presence on YouTube, we have always asked on the reception, we have asked what kind of questions people have or have had on the last month, right? And then we write them all down. And normally they are things that are nothing to do with their core business. So they are things like, where can I find a nice restaurant close here, and how can I go to the city center, and so on. So with the hotel, then we start creating those kind of videos, and people love them because it's exactly what they are looking for. And normally it's a totally different approach than what the company is thinking of themselves. You know, they are thinking that, oh, we have to say that we are best hotel in this area, we have the best prices, best rooms, and blah, blah, blah. So simple things that you ask, you know, you get the feedback from your clientele. You ask your customers what kind of questions they have. If you don't have customers right now and you are entering a new niche, what I like to do is that I like to go to Google keyword tool and I start simply seeing what kind of things people are searching for. And also, that's one tool, but nowadays also what I like to do, maybe my favorite tool is the simple Google suggest that comes when you go to google.com and you start typing something. For example, bestseller author, Google, and you type bestseller author and then the letter A, and then Google starts to give you all kinds of different things that people are searching, starting with that word and so on. So that's one way, or then you can search for, you know, how to be bestseller author, how to be bestseller author fast, so on. So using these kind of tools, it's a lot of fun. There's also one tool that I recommend that works greatly for video marketing, and that's, I don't have the URL here, I can send it later, but it's from WordTracker. And actually, if you go on Google and you search question keyword tool, you will find this tool. So it's a tool that is tracking questions, and it's done by wordtracker.com. And it's really fun. You put your topic, and it will show what kind of questions people ask, you know, on Google.
A link to it is askggg.com/keyword questions. askggg.com/keyword questions. I use that tool all the time, I'll say.
Yep. We love that tool. We also like Yahoo Clues for the same reason, which I believe is clues.yahoo.com.
Oh, excellent. I need to start using Yahoo Clues more. I haven't used them for many...
Oh, even better than that, use the Directions University toolbar. If you go to directionsu.com/toolbar, directionsu.com/toolbar. On the DU toolbar, there's a search box. And to the right of the search box, the Go button has a drop-down list. And in that drop-down list is a collection of all my favorite tools. They include Yahoo Clues. It includes Compete.com, something called Webmaster Tips, Alexa, Quantcast, Google Correlate, which if you haven't seen it, it's a new tool and it's really incredible. But all favorite tools are right there in one place on the DU toolbar for you.
You have two Oregon
there
yet? Say that again?
Do you have Qura in there yet? Qura.com.
I need to get both Qura in there and the word tracker keyword questions. I should get them both in there.
Yeah, those both. Leslie, have you seen Qura yet?
No. What is it? I think I haven't.
It's Qura.com, and it's a place where people ask questions, and when you answer a question, I mean, they expect detail. They don't just want a one-sentence full of marketing typey garbage. They want, you know, points and web links and whatever, very, very specific. And so you can find, if you put in, once you register for free, and you can put in a keyword in the search box, it could be social media, it could be writing, it could be whatever it is that you're wanting, and it will then show you the various questions people have posed, and you can ask a new question or you can answer somebody, and if you put an answer that's too vague, they will come back at you and say, hey, that was not a good enough answer, and that kind of thing. So they really want quality of content there.
Wow, that sounds like really exciting too. Thanks for sharing that.
Mm-hmm. That's what's fun about this show is the sharing can go both ways sometimes. We learn so much from you, but it's great to have a little tip here and there that can help you out as well.
Yeah, definitely. Really useful.
So, Rhonda, you had some other questions for Lasse that I thought were pretty good. So why don't you go ahead and ask him those?
Sure. Well, so let's go back and let's say I know that you have worked with some companies to help them, particularly with their Facebook presence, and you've helped them with building to over 20,000 fans on their page. And so I wanted to get some specific recommendations. I know you've talked about good content and asking questions, but what else can people do specifically on their what used to be a fan page, the like pages now, what specifically can people do that's going to help them to gain more fans? Likers or whatever
right.
They're called.
Yeah. So, I think they call it officially like Facebook page, but we can call it like page or whatever we like. But so at the end of the day, it's kind of like combination of many different things. One of the things is that you need to make a strategy for your page before you start. So you need to identify what kind of followers or fans you want for your site. That's really important. It's kind of like marketing, like normal marketing, right? You need to know your target market. And then you start first doing your content strategy. And at the end of the day, internet marketing is always just about content. So when it comes to content, what I recommend is to have a nice balance of all kind of content. So you, for example, when you start, you should be posting every day something interesting, and that can be a combination of one day you post videos, another day photos, another day questions, another day some news, another day new video, whatever. So it has to be a combination, and at the same time, it has to be interesting for the people, right? Especially specifically when talking about videos, you should be using short videos. Short videos work really nicely on Facebook, right? But then other thing for small and medium-sized companies that most people don't understand, and this is actually really exciting strategy that many social media managers can use, and that's simply getting them involved on promoting the site offline. So let me give you an example. For example, I'm giving Facebook coaching for a company who's doing my accounting, and we just made a strategy for them that they will be promoting their Facebook page all over. You know, when people come to their office, there will be a sign saying that join our Facebook page and ask the questions there. You know, that way they will save a lot of time they would spend on phone. And then they will put it on all outcoming emails as well. Then they will put it on all the company newsletters. And then also they will get kind of like all the workers involved and just promoting it, right? So these kind of actions are really important when you are starting. But the most, let's say the most important thing that people don't understand is it's that it's all about content. And it's also difficult, you know, it takes time. You need to have somebody who is uploading it and so on. So it takes time. And after you have, you know, let's say few hundred fans on the site, what some of my clients who are doing the best, you know, what they are doing is they are using Facebook advertising. And in Facebook advertising, you can start that low and you can start testing. And the nice thing is that it's really highly targeted. For example, for local companies, you know, local hotels, they can say, they can define exactly, you know, what is the target market is, and that ad will only show the people, for example, who are in different or in specific age range, and for example, who are women, and then who live in a certain area. And those kind of things Facebook is allowing now, and also the, you know, the pay-per-click is a bit more cheaper than you can get on Google. And however, I have to say that it's getting more and more expensive, and it's also getting more and more, there will be more and more competition. But right now, for most small businesses can leverage it quite nicely, let's say it like that. So it's all kinds of combination of different things. I want to say one thing about one customer. They I kind of like helped them in their start, but they are now doing, you know, just great things using their creativity and uploading all kinds of things to their Facebook page. So what they are doing is they are doing competitions between their customers and followers, and competitions are working really nicely on Facebook. It can help you to get a lot of clients. However, you want to start them when you have at least, I would say, like 300 fans or something like that. And the other thing of competitions is that you need to use official Facebook application for doing competitions nowadays. So Facebook just changed some rules. And let's say that if you just start by doing whatever competition, you could have a, you could be in trouble. So you can use some of the tools that Facebook or some of the applications that Facebook is kind of like has authorized for doing different competitions between your followers and also people who are not your followers and so on. So all kinds of things. And the other thing, Rhonda, for companies, and this is really true for internet marketers, is also to give some kind of special deals. You know, people like deals nowadays because we have big companies like Groupon and Living Social and so on. So if you can give like incentives, there should be a high, you know, there should be a big reason why people would join your site. So one of my customers, they say that join our site and you can get great deals for sleeping in our hotel, you know. And that's really powerful strategy for getting them in and clicking on the like button on the Facebook page. So as a marketer, you should think what kind of incentive we could give, what kind of content that people cannot find other ways or other way can we put there. So it's a combination of these kind of strategies.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. You said a word that Gina and I both love, must say. That word was strategy. And I
sorry,
think,
can you repeat that? I didn't hear.
Yeah, we both love the word strategy. You talked about building a strategy for your social media. I think most people just go, well, I'm supposed to be on Facebook, so I guess I'll upload some stuff over there and see what happens, right? And they don't often have a strategy. And what you're talking about is really important. Wouldn't you agree, Gina?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's so true, and that's really sad to see. And one of the reasons is that there's so much peer pressure. You know, when people are saying that, oh, we have a Facebook page already, you know, your company should get one also, then people just, you know, they sign or they create their pages, but there's no strategy behind it. So it's the same as in any business. You know, you need to do a business plan in order for your business to have a great success. And it's the same in Facebook marketing. It's the same in video marketing. And one thing that I think, Rhonda, is really important is inside that strategy, one big question is who is taking care of the content? So who will upload the content and who will be kind of like a community manager within that Facebook page that you have? And that's an important question because most of us don't have enough time, right? So that's why there's a big demand for, you know, people who are community managers or social media managers. Actually, here in Spain, there's a huge demand for community managers. And I'm myself participating on a university course where we are teaching young people this new title, you know, because there's so many companies who need this kind of help. So I have been giving classes on university on how you can be community manager or social media manager.
Yes, right.
But yeah, the strategy on how you spend your time is so important, and how, you know, who is taking care of that for you. That's also another really important thing.
And I think that's important. Who's taking care of it, who's monitoring. And some of the questions that you asked as far as building a strategy that you want people to ask. So let me make sure I've got them and there's something you want to add. But they need to know, of course, who is the audience that they want to reach. And, of course, what is the message that they want to get out there. And then to make some kind of schedule for different types of content, such as a photo one day and a video a different day and maybe a question or some other things so that there's something fresh coming up all the time, right? And then, of course, the element of who is taking care of uploading the content and managing the page. So those are some of the things to consider in the strategy that you build. And Lasse, what else would people want to consider in terms of a strategy for their social media?
Right. So the other thing I would say is that on Facebook page, right now Facebook allows us to do different, or let's say create it in a nice way. So that means that normally most of our fans will visit our wall, you know, our Facebook wall, but we can have different sections like tabs. And what has been really successful for some of my clients have been getting video testimonials and then creating like a section within their Facebook page, which says, they call it like, let's see how it is in English, something like customer's corner or something like that. And it's a collection of video tutorials or video testimonials where their, you know, their customers tell what has been the experience of being in this hotel. That hotel is probably, we should mention, it's called Entre Mares. It's here in Spain. And they mentioned that what they have noticed is that that section is the most visited section within their Facebook page. So that's really interesting. People like, you know, when it comes to social media, people are always looking for other people and other opinion of our peers or other people. So that's why video testimonials work really nicely on social media, and especially on Facebook.
Right.
But that should be one part of your strategy, you know, creating this kind of area within your site.
That's excellent. Some really amazing strategies you're giving here. So that's good. A whole separate tab in your page you're talking about for customer stories.
Rhonda, before we run out of time and forget, why don't we tell folks how they can find Lasse as well?
Yeah, Lasse, I want to I'm not sitting at my computer right now, but I wanted to know that let's have people go to the best page where they can start finding out more from you, because you're giving such very specific, fantastic strategies. So where can they go and start to get hooked up with you and find you?
Right. So thanks for giving that opportunity. The best site would be my site, which is called powerfulvideomarketing.com, and you can find different video tutorials from there, and you can find a lot of different information there. So it's powerfulvideomarketing.com.
Powerfulvideomarketing.com. Perfect. And that's going to be a great place to go and find Lasse and be able to get a little bit deeper in all these great things that we have been talking about here on Relationship Marketing 101 today. So, Gina, what do you want to know from Lasse before we lose the time?
Well, I am just loving every minute of this and would love to have Lasse's help with things like getting the number of fans upped on my fan page that has, 200 fans, I think. Certainly nowhere near the kinds of numbers that Lasse's been getting.
Right.
Sure. And I'm happy to help. And many times it's kind of like getting clear on what's needed, getting a right strategy on place and then taking action. So yeah, definitely, I'm more than happy to help. And in general, thanks so much, Rhonda and Gina, for inviting me to your show, and thank you for all the great work that you are doing every week, sharing interesting ideas and interviewing interesting people. And I really appreciate it, and it was a great pleasure for being a guest here. And everything I can do to help you, I'm more than happy to.
Well, thank you. And, maybe we can get together in the next week or two. As I said, I'm just getting ready to launch my instant video. And one of the ways that I'll be doing that is by having a total of 15 webinars that I do over a five-week period, each one with a different JV partner. And I would love to talk to you about that and get you using my instant video on your blog, because I think it could make a really big difference for you quickly.
Excellent, yeah. really happy to learn more about that product. It sounded really amazing when you shared that case study there, yeah.
Well, I will definitely get you info about how you can host a webinar with me that we can use really to tell people how you end up using my instant video. So let's have you using it first, and then we'll do a webinar about it for both your subscribers and mine, because I think you'll really see results quickly with everything you know about video. It's just really nice to have a tool that can automate creation of videos for folks that aren't very techie that have a hard time doing that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I would say that's the biggest problem for most people. They don't have time or they don't know how to do it. So this kind of tool is definitely really, really, it will be in high demand, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. I mean, even using something like Fiverr, I've had a number of students who I've suggested go to Fiverr to have videos created for $5. And even that, they don't get what they're supposed to do, and they end up getting a very poor quality video or no video at all, even though they were willing to spend the $5. So how do you create your own videos?
Oh, how do I create my own? I have all kinds of cameras. So nowadays, let's say one of the cameras I most use and recommend using is just, for example, your iPhone. Your iPhone 4 takes great videos, and normally it's always with you. So any kind of mobile phone you have is good.
Mm-hmm.
And Kodak ZI-8 is my tool for recording videos as well. It's really easy to handle camera.
Ah, fantastic. Well, thank you for that. That certainly will help some people for sure. We've got about 90 seconds left. What is it that you feel someone really needs to understand in order to start using some of the strategies you've shared with us today?
Well, number one thing that there's still a great opportunity for you that are listening this to really, have success online when you use the right strategies. Most people think that, internet marketing, everything is done and I cannot do anything. But there's so many niches where, there's so much opportunities. Nobody has done video tutorials. Nobody's really talking to the problems that people have and so on. So it's just, I would say, inspiration and following successful people like Gina and Rhonda. That's the most important thing, having a really great self-esteem and understanding that what you do is will help other people, and that's why it's so important to apply these strategies.
Well, fantastic. And again, thank you so much for being here. And Rhonda, thanks so much for getting Lasse arranged as a guest today. This has been really helpful for everybody. And Rhonda and I will be back next Tuesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Anything else you want to wrap up with, Rhonda?
Just a big thank you to Lasse. I'm so happy that you're part of my world, and I'm very happy to just keep sticking together long term. Thank you, Lasse.
Yeah, thank you so much, Gina and Rhonda. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you as well. And just a reminder, powerfulvideomarketing.com is where you can reach Lasse and find some of his tutorials about getting started with all these strategies. So thanks, everyone, and we'll see you back here next week.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.